Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, tomorrow at Flemington, it is the Penfolds Victoria Derby Day preview and also the Kennedy Oaks preview as well. And we get to see these young three-year-olds stepping out to a distance mostly for the first time. And if there's one horse that looks like it will eat up the 1,800 metres, it is Inverell, trained by Clayton Douglas, who was very impressive, the son of Shocking on debut. And it's great to have a chat to Clayton this morning. How are you, Clayton?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well indeed. You've been building your stable over recent months, and the quality is getting better, and this horse may well be the best you have from what he was able to do on debut. Your first horse for OTI, you must have been rapt with the debut performance, and he's a horse that's got stayer written all over him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as soon as he sort of came into the stable, he's a horse that showed us that he's got a big engine and beautiful big action, and I think the further the trips get, the better they're going to be. So exciting times going forward for him.
He was so strong on the line that debut when it sailed, but Jamie Carr had to get really stuck into him a long way out because he took a lot of hard riding, yet the further he went, the stronger he got. So has he continued to blossom since that first win in August?
Yeah, no, look, he has. He was obviously still a little bit inexperienced going to sail. So that race day, I think that really probably brought him on, and he had a nice sort of week or 10 days quietly at home, which he bounced out of the run terrific. And then, Luke Curry trialled him at Cranbourne for me last week and thought his trial was really nice. He goes in tomorrow's race in good shape, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do.
What are you expecting him to do tomorrow?
From where he is, I think he'll put himself right in the race up to 1,800. I don't think he'll be far away. He's a horse that can begin quick and put himself right there, as you've seen at Sale. But I think, if there's a bit of tempo on, I think that'll really suit him, probably suit to his strengths. If they sort of sit up and sprint, it might make it a bit difficult. But if we can get a good roll and gallop tomorrow and he can get into his stride, I think he's going to be pretty hard to beat.
With these horses heading out towards a derby distance for the first time, it's pretty much about whether they can hold together to get there. Is he strong enough? Is he big enough to, do you think, be able to complete a campaign which will culminate with a run in the Penfolds Victoria Derby?
Yeah, at this stage, exactly right. You just want to try and conserve him a little bit. You don't want to be trying to, giving him these sort of real hard, sort of grinding runs too early in their preparation. But this horse, he eats everything. He's got a great constitution. He's tough. And, I think he's a sort of horse. He can have a few runs and, he bounces out of them well. And he's had a good bit of conditioning too. He's been in the stable a while, so he's residually he's pretty fit. I think tomorrow, hopefully, it'll sort of tell us where we're heading. And I think we're going to see a nice horse in the autumn after this spring as well. So very exciting.
You've had some nice horses. You've sold a few to Hong Kong. Potentially, could he be the best you've had?
He's a different style of horse to other horses that I've had. He's a horse that, he hasn't got a lot of brilliance about him. And, he's not a horse that's going to break time on on the track or anything. But he's a horse that's got a massive engine and he's got a great lung capacity. So going towards these races, I think, when we're stepping out in these sort of trips, I think he's going to come into his own. And, he's very exciting. And he's a nice horse to have in the stable. And I'm pretty fortunate that I've got horses of this calibre this early in my career that, I'm talking about derbies with. And, I sort of keep pinching myself that horses like this are in my stable. But, I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Is it hard not to get ahead of yourself and dream about running in one of our greatest races, the Derby?
Yeah, it is. It's hard to even think that, he's a live chance tomorrow in a Derby preview. It's pretty exciting for me. And then obviously there's the option to also go to Sydney for a Spring Champion Stakes Group 1 or stay down here for a Super Impose. I wouldn't sort of be talking about these races normally, but we'll just see how we go tomorrow, and keep our feet on the ground at the minute. He needs to prove himself first. He's only a maiden winner, but the way he's going about it, I think he's a nice enough horse.
Well, at the other end of the spectrum, you've got Little Strawberries, who debuts over the 900 metres in the spring preview. What can you tell us about this Street Boss filly?
Look, she's a straightforward little filly. Got a trial at Sandown last week. She actually began a bit slow, which is a little bit not normal for her. She's at home, she's always blew the lids and put herself right there. But I was quite pleased with how she trialled. I thought fitness-wise she was going to come on a lot from that. I think she'll acquit herself well tomorrow. She's probably more there for a bit more experience. She's a filly that's done everything right, and there's no reason not to sort of take her there. But we'll just see how good the others are, because looks to be a couple of nice horses in it. But I think she'll run well enough, and she'll acquit herself well in that race. She's very honest and seems to do everything right.
Well, so you've got a couple of entered at Sandown on Saturday. Are either of them going to run?
I'll most likely have two run there. I've got Bless Her first up. She'll most likely run in the mare's benchmark 90, 1,000. And Parmissian will probably go around in the benchmark 84, 1,800. His run the other day, he was sort of probably below par of what I expected, but look, I think with the run under his belt, he'll hopefully he can sort of bounce back to better form.
Good luck tomorrow, Clayton. Could be a very big day for the team. Wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Clayton Douglas.